1, 2, 3.
Oh wait, hold up! I didn't do it. One. I didn't know that's what we were gonna do. All right.
Okay, ready.
At
one,
that time.
Two.
Three.
All right. Wait. Let Ricardo do it. I Michelle's all messing right. me up.
1, 2, 3.
Shit! Our mic is falling.
Our mic is falling like the Titanic.
Already?
Yeah, because it's on a bed.
Okay, this is this works.
We might have this. We fixed it.
I fixed it.
Okay.
I already think this is gonna be the intro.
Let me.
Oh, Michelle, what are you?
No, okay. I'm not. He said he wants it to be the intro. I'll let him. Okay, are we gonna clap now?
Okay, one.
Re-clap.
Two. Three.
Hey guys, welcome to whatever this is.
We're trying out the old remote podcasting, and I think it's going great so far. Ricardo, what about you?
Oh, it's going great on my end over here in Tokyo, where I'm at.
Hey, you know what? It's great being here in my house.
Oh, yeah?
For once.
It's always great. You feel comfortable? Oh, I get it.
I feel really
comfortable. I just got it. My bad.
Are you? And you're in your house, right?
I'm in my
right?
house in Miami, Tokyo.
Miami, Tokyo.
Yep.
What's the population of Miami, Tokyo?
6,081.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a small town. We all get along very well.
You know everyone. You know all 6,081 people.
I know every single person.
Okay.
I'm not even friends on Facebook with like 300.
It's tough, I tell you.
In relation to what Ricardo's saying, or were you just stating facts about
yourself?
Oh,
your no, I
was
life? Just bragging.
Oh, okay.
I'm close to 300 people, you guys know. I'm not. I'm pretty far.
So, I don't think we mentioned it. My name is Josh Cruz. Sitting next to me on my bed in my house is my wife, Michelle. And then all the way in Miami, Tokyo, is my
the
wife.
The 681st resident of Miami, Tokyo.
My wife.
Hey, Ricardo, I moved in here before the big boom. I was like the 5,099.
Oh, yeah. You were in before the gentrification.
Yeah. That only brought like...
less than 1,000 people.
When it was still the projects, and then all the hipsters moved in building their fucking coffee shops.
I know, dude. It was fucking... It's trash, dude. $5 a coffee. I used to get it for 99 cents from the local I Am Palm. That's our
was
local.
Was that an I Am Palm or an Iron Palm?
That's our convenience store.
Which one it is?
That's the convenience store we have here, at the Miami Tokyo. It's like it's a small chain. It's spelled AMPM, Am Palm.
Am Palm.
Yeah.
It's a really small chain.
It's like
you probably
like
never
the
heard of it.
Poor man's sheets.
yeah, or Zup.
Huh?
Sup? It's like a 7 and a UP. I call it sups.
These gentrification types given new names.
It's not a big deal though. Don't worry about it.
Well, oh man, this is
introduce
this
yourself, is Josh.
And we're off to the races.
What's
introduce
that?
Yourself.
I already did, man.
Oh, twice. Did you introduce yourself first? Wow.
Yes, I did.
Wow.
I'm a great host.
I totally missed it.
Yeah, because you're probably checking the levels.
Yeah, I still am. everything looks good on my end. How about you guys?
Let's check. We're not peeking. no peaks here.
That's great. You want me to do my
spicy or my whipped creams? That's a chef joke.
You should do your
sorry, excuse
check.
Me? Okay, there's a peak.
Turn that gain down, please. Actually, it sounded fine on my end. It sounded a little hot, but we're good.
A little hot. Oh, that's Michelle touching the mic. Don't touch the mic.
I was trying to fix the gain.
Oh, no, it was fine. I'm sure it was fine. How was it when I just laughed right now?
It was probably the best thing I've heard in 2 weeks.
Nice, yeah. Perfect. Just how I wanted it to sound.
All right, so I haven't really thought about anything to talk about.
All right, this segment's ending, so let's move into the main topics.
We can talk about how Fortnite deleted itself from my PS4, because that was riveting.
It sounds like somebody deleted it, because probably your neighbors or something were like, you guys play it too much. It's like, I'm snuck in and fucking deleted it for you guys. But yeah, we can talk about that. Let's do it.
Okay, so I went to go play Fortnite the other day, guys. Listen. You'll never believe what happened. I go into my library, looking for Fortnite. F is for Fortnite. Go to the D's, not there. Go to the E's.
Right, it wouldn't be there. That's the point of alphabetization.
So I go to the F's. I make my way to my favorite F aisle where my Fortnite lives. I have no other F-titled games, by the way. What's there? Not Fortnite. Not anywhere to be found. I go into the store, can't find Fortnite at first. I found it. Don't worry, not a tragedy here. Found Fortnite, had to re-download it. My weekend.
Was it in the E's?
No, it was in the B's. Battle Royale.
Damn. Did your PS4 just think like that? Have you not played it in a while? Maybe you just thought that.
No, it's like the only game she's been playing.
It's even weirder.
I'm sorry. Like, did I just get red? Because I'm not here for it.
I gotta go. She's mad at me.
So what the hell happened though? Is your PS4 haunted? Is it built? Wait, you guys got the white PS4?
No, this is a regular one. Yeah, this is a new PS4.
Damn, so that
with the actual buttons instead of the little touchscreen ones.
Mm-hmm. So you can cross out old Indian bones as a as a manufacturer.
The thing is, Fortnite and my PS4 don't get along because I believe it was the second time I ever played Fortnite. I was looking around trying to open a chest, I got glitched into the chest and my entire camera started spinning and I couldn't control my character, which, like, whatever, that's a glitch with the game, I get it. Except the thing is, I couldn't turn off my PS4.
You won't believe what happened next.
I couldn't go into the menus. Here's a slideshow. I couldn't do anything with my PS4. It actually, like, affected my PS4 for 2 days, where I had to unplug it and replug it in multiple times, restarting
really, 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 really fast.
Yeah.
What? That sounds way crazier than I thought when you started that story.
No, like, it's straight up Fortnite is destroying my PS4.
Maybe that's a sign to uninstall Fortnite.
Well, to be fair, I think the PS4
is like, please.
To be fair, I think it's just her PS4 in general, because there was a game that she was playing before where it was fucking up every...
What game did I play?
I can't remember, but it was like...
It's called My Mother's Ashes.
Simulator.
Yeah, I mean, it runs fine at first, but at some point the disc just starts to disintegrate.
Oh, yeah, that old problem. I used to have that with my N64, where the cartridge would just catch fire. We made it work, though. But I can't believe the most unbelievable thing about the whole story is that you guys don't have a PS4 Pro.
Oh, that's because I'm cheap.
Yeah.
However, Black Friday is coming up and...
Oh, no.
I mean, if there's a good deal, there's a good deal.
Yeah, I mean...
I need something to replace my PS4 anyway, since clearly it's haunted.
You're right. How convenient it started acting up around Black Friday time.
It's a conspiracy.
Hey, how many PS4 Pros do you think Chappie would
I thought
be?
You were going to ask how many... to hack into...
Yeah, to hack into
to create a consciousness? A few, I think. Well, as many
how
as...
Many did, how many PS4s did he need? He needed 8, right?
Something like that, yeah.
So
I don't remember exactly.
So there's
like
3 towers on each PS4 Pro. So
that's right.
So you would need PS4, 5 1/3 PS4 Pros because each tower. Yep.
He would be able to hack into make a conscience. What was he making? A conscience.
Yeah,
right?
He was making like a. He wanted to have feelings. He wanted to be a real boy. Oh, you might hear our dogs in the background.
Oh, no, it's just our 4th guest.
You mean our 4th, 5th, and 6th guest?
Or, I guess our first guest, because I guess technically we're not all guests here.
Oh, yeah, you're right. We're not guests, yeah. We're hosts.
In our house.
In our houses. That's the name.
Our houses.
No, in our houses.
Our houses. No. We could spend a good 15 minutes coming up with a name.
Yeah, let's just workshop that.
Let's just workshop That'll it, but let's just people. Think to ourselves and make well, no it sound. Might be.
That sounds great.
You already
great.
Ruined it, Ricardo. Everyone loves I'm that. Done making names.
Everyone loves it. What is it called? It was the name of a video game.
Dead Ooh, Space? What's it called?
Yep. Everyone loves that. Both the video game and the noise, or lack of noise. Wow. The silence was. I don't know if it was the delay. What was going on there?
You guys were just playing quiet. Dead Space.
Yeah, we played and finished Dead Space. Yeah. Just so you know, PS4 is still haunted.
Yeah, it's playing Dead Space on its own now.
Yeah, I mean, just like, the damn, fact I can't that it's playing Dead Space.
I can't get through the Ishimura. It's like, damn,
I never, you know, I gotta be honest. We're talking a lot about Dead Space. I never played more than like 2 hours of that game.
Oh, I beat Dead Space.
Did you like That's the it. Sequels? I'm not
talking. Listen, I liked it.
I gotta be honest with you guys.
I didn't like the sequels.
Not only have I never played Dead Space, up until this very moment, I thought that Dead Space was the game that the Columbine kids played. It wasn't. It was Doom.
Whoa.
Yeah, you know how they put Dead Space on those graphing calculators?
Yeah,
you
guys remember reading Dead Space that story? Is a really good 1998 game.
That's my knowledge.
When was Columbine? 97, 98? 99. 99? Oh, yeah. Well, okay, 98 fits. They would have had time to play Dead Space by then.
Remember that first episode we had when Josh asked us, when was Columbine?
Hey, I just like to mark my calendar.
Wait, so what if that's the title to our podcast? When was Columbine? Everyone, we market ourselves as a serial type podcast trying to determine when Columbine was. But we when, don't
every
know.
New episode.
When is Columbine this year?
Yeah. Oh, no. Oh,
wait,
no.
Guys, wait. Hello, this is Michelle Cruz, and this is When is Columbine? Do 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 do.
Sorry?
We're here to answer the question of when is Columbine? When do you think will happen?
You know, as we only
I should probably throw it off to one person.
Yeah. Seeing as we only have 2 months left in the year, I would say Christmas.
Yeah, that would be the best time to do it. If I were to commit Columbine, I say it's gonna happen anywhere between tomorrow and December 31st.
You know who we That's really need guess. To ask is the head of the NRA. You know, if he sees his shadow, that means Columbine. I can't come in.
6 more weeks of Columbine.
6 more weeks of Columbine. That's the name of the podcast.
If we don't get shut down by the Columbine families, I don't know what will.
Nothing will get shut. They don't listen to them anymore, according to the news.
Those rich motherfuckers. Them Columbine families. With all their Columbine plantations.
Are they the ones that own the Whole Foods?
Wait a second. Is this where Black Lives Matter comes from? The Columbine kids?
Listen, I think we're treading on very dangerous territory, and we should move on.
What do we want to do out of this? Do we want to talk about movies?
Do
we want to just shoot the shit, come up with names?
Yeah, I mean, I think we should come up with a different name for the podcast every week.
Oh my gosh.
And, it'd kind of be a fun ARG for our listeners, because they would have to find our new podcast every week.
Oh, you're saying create a new page and post a podcast under a different name every single week.
That's exactly what I'm saying, Michelle.
Oh, no.
So are you guys going to put it up?
No. Because I can barely even have... You are the editor-in-chief. I think that has been established.
And I am the talent. Well, I recently tweeted...
Oh, no.
Up to no good, recording with tagging both of you. What are we doing? No idea. So what if we titled it, What Are We Doing? No Idea. And then every week we had the title be what the name of our podcast is. So that you don't have to go hunting, but you get the randomization that you're looking for.
Okay, that's not too bad.
Okay, I guess I'll just go fuck myself.
I kind of liked it. I was like, at first I'm like, okay, how am I going to shit on this? How am I going to shit on this? But then I'm like, I can't really. It's actually not that bad. But
I mean, can any of us say that we know what we're doing right now?
I know what I'm doing.
Yeah, what are you doing? Checking the levels?
Yep. Whoa, they're getting pretty up really? There.
You went in on that one. That's my friend. You don't have to be mean to him.
I didn't even know she insulted me, so it's fine.
Josh?
So, yeah.
Josh, what are you doing? Why are you turning against us so soon?
So here's the thing. I probably don't want to do.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk about movies too much.
No, because.
Because we just.
That's all I've done this year.
Yeah, we haven't really watched anything. I don't think we've gone to the movies all year.
No. We almost went last night.
Yeah, that's close enough. Talk about that.
We almost went. It's like our movie section. Pikachu movie.
Oh, yeah. I forgot that movie. The Hey You Pikachu. It was like the 20th. 20th anniversary of the anime launching in
It's the journey of Pikachu and Ash and how they come together and they originally hated each other, and it revisits the different stories throughout Pokemon.
So instead of
granted, they only hated each other for like two episodes.
Yeah, right. But in this movie they hate each other a lot.
Yeah, for like 3 hours.
Wow.
Yeah, it's actually a 6-hour two-part documentary.
Nuh-uh. That sounds so good. You guys should have gone.
They spray paint a rat yellow.
Oh, no. That sounds good,
though. He is not very happy about it. They're actually
spray painting people outside of the
theaters.
Do they CGI his little mouth? And when he's like, Pika! Yeah. It looks like it's actually talking.
Oh, actually, no. What they did was they weakened Bernie to a mouse. So he was dead the whole time. They just spray painted him.
You don't know. He's dead till the end. They kind of put some Sixth Sense magic into that.
Yeah, you have to watch it a couple times to get that.
Is this the kind of movie you were looking for, Ricardo?
Yes, that's exactly what I needed. So if I may add to this conversation on today's segment, we almost went to the movies. I was thinking of going to go see Thor Ragnarok.
I ended up not.
I actually ended up seeing it through some special means.
Whoa. I don't think we can talk about that.
I'm not going to go down with this ship.
Oh, we can spend 15 minutes on Columbine, but not 2 minutes
on piracy. Hey, piracy is not a victimless crime. I never said it was piracy. Okay.
I never said it was piracy. I said I stood outside the window. I looked out through the window at the people in the theater watching it, and I watched most of it. I had to read the lips of some of the characters, but it was fine. Theater has a window.
What kind of...
You know, Miami, Tokyo is a strange place. You guys should come visit sometime.
Is it like a red light district where you're just like walking down the streets and you look in and you see some window striptease shows, but it's Thor Ragnarok instead?
Yep. That's exactly how it is. That's exactly how it is over here. There's a lot of red light districts. Actually, the whole town is a red light district. Cool. Yeah, I'm sitting in a dark red room with a stool and a big
stool. You glass. Shit yourself.
She got. No, she got. It's hold a on. Stool. Stop the episode. Stop the episode. Ricardo just right. got burnt. Like, we can't talk about anything else.
It's all over you. All right, I'm stopping it now.
No,
one, two, no, three.
Stop.
Click.
No, don't stop.
No. Oh, don't stop. It's not that kind of show.
That crosses a line.
Wait, but
anyways, there's a big. People can see me as I'm recording this.
Yeah,
they're throwing money into my slot.
Sure. Yeah, no, I get that. Yeah. I mean, who hasn't done that?
I don't know. You know, I don't know why podcasters just don't do this. This is great.
Oh yeah, I love doing this. You don't even have to wait for. You don't even have to wait for that MeUndies money. You know.
I know.
Guys, what if we could get sponsored by MeUndies? That's my goal. That's my goal with this
podcast. I need some new underwear.
Josh and I were looking at MeUndies just last night.
It's so expensive. MeUndies, your game. Where is it at?
Listen, MeUndies, it's very expensive, but I'm sure it's very much worth it. Please contact me. My handle is @MichellePlaysGame. Please send me free undies.
me too. Send me underwear.
We love you. We don't think you're too expensive.
Yeah, we Josh, whatever though. Send him some Hanes.
I have no problem so that saying we can that. Compare. I already established that I am very cheap.
Because you won't buy a $400 gaming system?
Yeah, that. It's $50
underwear. $72.
$50
underwear?
72. I've never been to their site. $72? No.
I'm even giving them the benefit of the doubt.
A 3-pack of boxers was $72.
Are those the ones that are antimicrobial?
Yeah, they keep your dick clean.
Shh, no more free promo. MeUndies, send us some shit or we're not going to talk about you anymore.
Oh, I mean, they make your dick dirty. is what I meant to say because we're not sponsored by... Mack Weldon underwear, on the other hand. Hey, get at me, Mack Weldon.
What's that?
That's the other...
It's underwear, but Mack Weldon
instead
of MeUndies.
If you don't know about Mack Weldon, here's what you need to know. Mack Weldon is made specifically for... I don't know, are they men and women? They're probably men and women. Get at me, Mack Weldon. Give me some copies
boxers.
So I can read it on my podcast for you. Thanks.
Maybe that would help us. Maybe that would help us sell your product, Mack Weldon, if you send us a copy and some money.
It might just be our first episode of this podcast, but does that even matter? No, you could be selling underwear.
Yeah, to at least
the
us
good,
three.
Good slogan. Yeah,
you could,
I'm definitely going to listen to this.
You could at least be selling underwear.
What is it? What was the title that you won, Michelle? I don't know what I'm doing, : we could be selling underwear. Or we should say it, we will be selling underwear because...
Oh, kind of like the McElroy brothers will be in Trolls 2.
What?
Have you listened to that?
No.
Is this really the podcast where we talk about other podcasts?
Yeah.
We're already on here. 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Starting now.
The McElroy Brothers Will Be in Trolls 2 is a podcast project started by Griffin, Travis, and Justin McElroy while they were high on edibles after a live podcast performance chronicling their journey into being
cast. Get it chronic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I do. I got it. I was laughing my
their journey
ass off.
Into being cast in the movie Trolls 2. It's very, very eye opening.
Really, is this an ongoing thing?
It's really a monument to the virtues of persistence and perseverance.
Are you still reading off their page?
They actually gave me copy, and I'm advertising for them right now. Yeah.
That's why you ran the. You're like, hey. I'm like, hey, my shoe's dirty. You're like, that reminds me of McElroy Trolls thing.
I do legally have to say that this show is brought to you by the McElroy Brothers Will Be in Trolls 2. They paid me a lot of money to say this. Oh, man, I'm embarrassed.
You know what that means, Michelle. You're getting your PS4 Pro.
Yeah.
Still not.
Oh.
This is all Papa John's money.
Hey, you know, seriously though, once we get that Mack Weldon money, I don't even know. I'm probably gonna be one of those people. Go ahead.
I was gonna say, I hope by the time we get Mack Weldon money, I know what Mack Weldon is.
That's a fair
it's
point.
It's like a shirt thing or a clothes thing.
They're underwear.
But no, they sell shirts there too. I think.
Well, yeah, I mean, MeUndies.
They're a clothing company.
Yeah, they're.
MeUndies sells a shirt? That doesn't make sense, though.
It's like an undershirt. It's antimicrobial. It's made of micromodal fabric. It wicks away the... Oh, shit. Can't talk about them. You're not sponsoring us. Fuck you, MeUndies.
Yeah. Fuck you, guys. Not you two. Hey, what would you guys be like if you were rich? Let's just go down that rabbit hole.
I would own a lot of games and dogs.
Games and dogs. G&D.
And I would pay a lot of people to play Dungeons and Dragons with me.
D&D and G&D.
Yep.
Yeah, that's my favorite sexual position.
Yeah?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what it stands for, and I don't want to find out.
All you know is that you close your eyes, and it's over before you know it.
Yep. Just like this crazy roller coaster we call life, right?
Right. How about you, Josh? Your turn.
Oh, I would be an eccentric asshole. Listen, Michelle just pulled up the page for Mack Weldon, and she's showing me, like, I already didn't know.
Does she know now?
Apparently she knows, and she's very interested.
Can we spoil Mack Weldon for her now?
Spoil it? How will we ever spoil?
Their long underwear, $78. This is already spoiled.
Wow. That's San Francisco money.
Yeah, I'd live in San Francisco if I had rich money.
That's and the dogs and games.
Yeah.
I would
own lots of games about dogs.
Yeah.
Like, Nintendo. Yeah, the dogs live
pets
only.
Pets with a Z. Pets with a Z life.
Sims Hunting two Ground. Pets.
Sims 2 pets. Sims 3 pets.
Babe, stop. You're moving your hands way too much and you're hitting the mic cord and it's fucking
Wait,
everything
who?
Up.
It's not.
Yeah. Fucking me.
And
I can barely even notice.
First episode, guys. We have to be bad.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's true. Every first podcast episode has
you
to thought be
terrible. We were, you thought we were doing okay? Silence again. Damn. You can't insult us without you guys.
Oh, look
I'm
at that.
I'm so confused.
Look at that.
Like, when I play games online and I say something stupid, I always tell the other people to hit their push-to-talk key so I can hear them laugh. And it's always super ridiculous when they actually do it. And you're like, okay, you don't really have to hit your key every time you laugh because whatever.
All right, well, let's talk about something else.
That was a dead segment. All right.
Well, I mean, now that you're talking about when you play games, you recently started taking your Twitch streaming a little more... Seriously, you're streaming every day pretty much now. And you've been playing some pretty fun games. Hey, Ricardo, tell me about what you've been playing.
Nothing much.
All right, next segment.
You guys saw that Deceit stuff.
Yeah, huh? Man, we watched.
That game is so much fun.
For like 3 nights.
That's 3 nights. That doesn't seem like a lot, but when you notice that each of those streams were like 4 hours long.
They were much longer than 4 hours, let me tell you.
I remember one night it was like 3 a.m. and I think, I don't know if it was Michelle or...
Yeah, it was
it was you, it was actually you.
Yeah, I was watching.
And you were like, and I'm like, one more. And you were like the only one in the room and I'm like, one more. And I just kept going. That game was so much fun.
I actually, Michelle had fallen asleep at that point, but you...
Oh, well, that's... wow. That felt so good.
You were the beast. So this game, anyway, I'm not gonna spoil the game, but Ricardo was the beast.
Why don't you just say what it's about? Because I'm bad at describing things.
Well, you have some people that are bad and some people that are good, but the good people don't know who the bad people are at the start of the game, and you kind of have to figure it out. So anyway, Ricardo was one of the bad people, and he did something that made it obvious that he was a bad person. To somebody else in the group, and he turned and saw them and ran away, and I audibly gasped.
That was so much. I don't know if you watched, but one time because you drink blood when you're a bad person, you have to drink blood to turn into a monster. So if you're a good person, don't drink the blood. So I drank the blood, and this guy saw me. No, wait. I'm hold up. Yeah, some guy saw me.
Okay, your story.
I yelled. So I yelled out. I'm like, I just saw this, whatever the guy's name, drink blood. And I screamed that onto the mic and I started killing him. And that guy started screaming back like, no, it was him. I saw him. So then I killed him. And all of a sudden we all voted him out. And it felt so good that people took my side for once in my life.
See, yeah, that's a very good tactic. We have been playing a lot of... the browser-based game
Town of Salem.
And it's,
oh, that's a browser. I wanted to play that.
Well, yeah.
It's
on Steam also. We've just been playing it on browser.
Isn't it?
And it's a lot of fun. I mean, and this game's pretty old at this point. When did this game come out? Like 2012, 2013?
Probably earlier than that. I've been playing Town of Salem for a long time.
Yeah, I'm super brave.
Sorry, what was that, Ricardo? You're super brave?
No, the game is super brave for coming out so early.
Oh, yeah, I mean, yeah. I know. Like, yeah, it could have been taken advantage of. I don't know. I don't know what I'm saying.
They couldn't even get married till like 2014 or something.
But yeah, I mean, it's kind of the same idea of just like...
I didn't mean to put a stop in the conversation. Go ahead.
Just lying to other people in your game to get them to fuck over other people.
It's the classic game that a lot of people have played, which is Mafia. A lot of people played it in camp or in school, but it's like a digital version of it. And it's a really good way to find both entertainment for hours and the scum of the earth. Because some of the worst people in the entire world play this game.
That's very true.
Like, all of the people that you complained about on Call of Duty years ago, those people, their kids are playing these games.
Nah.
Yeah, huh?
There's lots of swastikas.
Yeah. There's a lot of racist and anti-Semitic jargon thrown around.
Like,
I'm so lucky the sea hasn't been like that for me. The worst thing I've experienced in Deceit is when people don't have mics or they speak another language.
Is Deceit PC only?
I think so, yeah. But their user base is growing. Their user base is like growing. Like when I started playing it, there was like 100 people a night, 200, and there was 900. Right now they're up to like 3,000 people at peak time. Nice. So
yeah,
ever since they went free to play.
Yeah, you know, after I watched you play, I went back and watched some older YouTube videos, and that game used to be pretty different. Like, not as high quality as it is now. Like, they've really done a lot of work to that game in the last like year and a half to really turn it into something that looks like it looks good and it looks like it plays good. Having never played it, I can't comment on how
it plays fine, but. Like, the actual game, the actual playing of the game isn't, like, you doing the objectives and stuff. It's just something to do while you lie to people.
Right.
I find most of the fun when you're actually lying to people.
That's exactly
there's no mics.
With those kinds of games, is the best part is, like, fucking with people.
It's gotten to a point sometimes where if I get into a room, like a server with no mics, or if I get, you know, just people with that don't speak English, I just leave. I don't even wait around or anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's not as fun if yeah, because communication is key in all, like in Town of Salem, in Deceit. You want to have people that you can easily communicate with, and because that makes it easier to deceive them when you're the bad player. But yeah, I mean,
is Town of Salem all text based?
Yeah. There's no voice chat in Town of Salem. Thank God, because if there was, I would never play that game again. Because there are terrible people that play that game, and also, I'm sure there are very small children that play that game who, if they had voice chat, would be very annoying to hear.
Yeah.
Also be the same ones who are very racist.
I've gotten some people who are pretty young on the sea, and it's just like the worst. I don't know. Their voice is just, you know, not like ours, you know, deep and gorgeous.
Yeah. You know,
or as Michelle's, like, just as lovely and ladylike, you know, beautiful voices, three beautiful voices, right?
Yeah. I mean, no, that's a name.
Perfect voices?
Three beautiful voices? We could never have a guest. We could never have one of us not be here.
I don't know about that. I mean, there are some comedy podcasts that aren't funny sometimes. Do you mean they have to switch their genre to drama?
Take My Brother and My Brother and Me, for example. Sometimes they have guests.
Another fine McElroy podcast?
Yeah, another fine McElroy podcast in the McElroy family of podcasts.
If I would pee, would it ruin this whole thing?
Yes.
If you would pee, I don't know. How long can you sit in your own pee?
That's a $1 million question, isn't it?
I don't know.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's up to you. It's all on you.
Well, I mean, we can stop this. We can stop this anytime. We don't have to do an hour or anything. We can make these as short as we want. But yeah, I mean, if you guys don't want to, I mean, I don't really have anything else.
If we still have more stuff to do, Michelle could go pee. Like, and go to the bathroom, you know.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah. Michelle, go pee, and we'll.
And
we'll
do she a probably bonus. Spending like a we'll minute, a 2 minutes, second.
It's gonna ruin everything when I move.
Well, we'll.
No. Oh, how is your guys'
setup? We'll cut this part out. All right.
Yeah. Don't worry about it.
That's the audio cue to cut.
Killing a mosquito. Oh.
You can just snip this out in a second.
You're
all
gonna
right.
hear me pee.
Fuck yeah!
I guarantee it.
Well, then.
No, then I was planning on leaving it in, but now I don't know. We're only gonna get a certain type of listener. Oh no, that's fine. I'll listen to it. I wanna listen to it. It's probably muted now. It's just me talking. This is great. This is not uncomfortable for me at all.
Nah, it's fine. You're fine. You're doing great.
Yeah. Thanks, man.
Yeah, I just wanted to give you some encouragement. Did you hear the toilet flush?
No. Shit. I didn't hear anything.
I wanted you to hear the toilet flush. I'm going to mute the mic again while she gets all situated on the bed.
Situated? Is that really where that word comes from? Interesting. Let me look it up since it's muted right now. So I'm going to type in situated, which is not the way it's spelled.
Listen, you're doing great.
Located place. Placed in a particular position or condition, especially with reference to the possession of money. Situated. Oh, sorry. I was just reading from the dictionary while you guys were gone.
Oh, wow.
Way to entertain our listeners.
That's a really productive use of your time. I'm glad you're taking the time to better yourself.
I'm just trying to entertain here. All right?
It's working.
I don't need this double hipster dialect. I don't know what I'm saying. I'm just saying words now.
It's the language they speak in Miami, Tokyo.
You know, we have a very specific dialect here.
What is
it's called Mokyo. It's like you've ever had like a coffee with chocolate in it? What do they call them over there where you guys are from? Yep. It's like that, but with words. It's a Mokyo.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm familiar.
Thanks. Yeah. Well, I don't mean to say thanks. Yeah.
No, you're welcome. How do you say?
All right, dude. So I figured we'd let her go to the bathroom, and now we can. Do we have something else to talk about? What?
I mean, no. We'll save Blade Runner for another one. I know people are dying to hear what we have to say about Blade Runner, minus Michelle. She's not part of that, but.
she can chime in and be like, "What?
Oh yeah, she could be like, who? Oh, Harrison Ford.
Harrison in Star movie? Wars. Indiana
is
Jones.
He in that movie? Wait, no." Josh looks like he wants to die. Is he?
Yeah. Why? Okay. Can we spend the last 10 minutes talking about why don't you want to see Blade Runner?
It's not that I don't want to see it. It's that I don't care.
Why don't you care?
I don't have any interest in it.
Why?
I watched the trailer so good, though. And was like,
It gets better the more you watch it. Oh. And then the movie's already 3 hours long, so yeah. By the time it gets over.
See, you know, I heard that about a little movie called Mad Max before, and it didn't get better the more I watched it. It stayed about the same.
You did not like Mad Max?
I liked Mad Max. I'm just saying. I didn't watch it 8 times.
Who doesn't love Mad Max? Mad Max was so good.
It was good.
Well, I shouldn't say was. It's still good. It's still out there. You can still watch it.
Yeah, it's still a thing that exists and is very, very good.
It is. I think that movie's a really good action movie.
Listen,
Blade Runner is like a.
I think you should watch really Mad good Max Fury Road period. 6 times in theaters before it leaves theaters. Go see it now.
The year Mad is Max Fury Road.
I gotta go. I have to find the portal.
So what other movies that are like university acclaimed, like, do you not like, Michelle?
I don't know. Name movies that you really like, and I'll tell you if I like them or not.
Okay, here's an easy one. Like The Dark Knight is critically acclaimed.
I love The Dark Knight.
Okay. Okay. 1 point. All right. What other ones? I can't think of another critically acclaimed one.
Okay, let's see.
That are like, I'm talking about like big budget, because there's a lot of like, you know, indie films that are like really good that are like very
for, you know, made what for I did like that I saw person. Jigsaw.
Oh yeah,
Jigsaw. I like
it. Was amazing. The end had me on the ground.
Have you seen all of them?
Oh yeah.
Oh, I didn't see all of them. So throughout the beginning of the movie, I kept asking my friend, like, "Who's that? Is he important?
Oh, the well,
is that guy important?"
The thing that just like blew my mind was just the way that they ended it and like twisted it at the end. I was like, "What?"
I saw it coming.
Yeah, I was really confused because I called it. They already have a movie called Jigsaw, and then they made a whole franchise called Jigsaw 2 and Jigsaw 3 and Jigsaw 4 and Jigsaw 5 and Jigsaw 6.
Josh didn't see the movie, nor has he ever seen a Saw movie. So let's go on to more movies that you think I might not like.
I've never seen a Saw movie.
You've never seen a Saw movie. Those movies are pretty good. Well, no, 3 was bad. That's when I dropped off because 3 was so bad.
That's what I hear.
Yeah, 3
so is if bad. Anyone but, ever asks me and like it tries to make conversation, I'm like, yeah, the first two were all right, but 3 is, oof, that's where I stopped.
Some people really love 3, though.
Are you one of those people? No, I'm not one of those people,
but I just know from talking to people.
I hear that from just, I hear eventually, like by like 5, I think they got back into it and like 5th, they got really good near the end. But
yeah, and that's what I tell people also when they ask me. I'm like, listen, some people say 5 really picked up and a lot of people didn't like 3. Some people liked 3. I tend to like 3 more than the average person. And did you know, fun fact, the full names of those movies are Jigsaw, not Saw. It's right there on the box. You have to look really close.
I thought you hadn't seen these movies. You sound like somebody who knows what they're talking about.
See?
You're right. But what... Okay. What other... Josh, you know more critically acclaimed movies than me. You're the movie guy. Tell me a critically acclaimed blockbuster movie. How about Wonder Woman?
I didn't see it.
Oh. Wonder Woman's good. Really good, actually.
I hear it's really good. Superhero movies, though, just so you know, bad ones to ask me about, because 9 times out of 10, I don't like them.
And The Dark Knight was her one, like, so you're not going to get another one out of her.
I think Winter Soldier was comparable. Did you like Winter Soldier?
I don't really like Captain America movies, but...
Winter Soldier's good, though. It's like a good spy thriller. It's not bad.
This is coming from someone who doesn't really like superhero movies, though. So
what about that Spider-Man, though? That Spooderman.
Spooderman.
How do you feel about that one?
I don't think I've ever seen a Spider-Man movie other than the first one.
That's a fair answer.
Yeah.
Spider-Man was good. Spider-Man 2 was good. Spider-Man Homecoming was good. Amazing Spider-Man was crap. Amazing Spider-Man 2
Isn't there
was
another
crap.
One coming out, or Spider-Man did it 3. Already happen?
That was Homecoming.
Oh. It just happened. That was Homecoming. That one's good.
Yeah. And the next one is going to be Spider-Man Winter Prom.
It's not the Sadie Hawkins dance.
Winter formal.
Yeah.
Followed shortly by the Bell game.
Oh god, Spider-Man. That's a regional reference.
That's a regional thing.
Is it? Am I dating myself? It's from my hometown of I don't want people to find me. I'm still in hiding out here in Miami, Tokyo. I can't think what other I want to change
Magnolias.
The subject.
I've never seen it, I don't want to.
Titanic. Oh, I know. Here's one.
I hate Titanic.
Okay, you're wrong. Titanic is really good, but also, how about Avatar? Cultural impact and all.
Avatar the Last Airbender or Avatar?
Avatar. If I wanted to say Avatar the Last Airbender, I would fucking say Avatar the Last Airbender.
Oh my god.
Was the movie...
So here's a hot take.
Hold on.
Avatar 2009, James Cameron.
Here's a hot take.
Sam Worthington.
Was the Last Airbender, the M. Night Shyamalan movie, was it called Avatar the Last Airbender? Or was it just called The Last Airbender?
No, it was actually called The Last Airbender.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Okay.
Just so we're clear. Gotta be correct.
Avatar.
You gotta be clear.
I hate that movie. I think it's one of the worst movies I've ever seen in my entire life.
Hey, I peeked a little bit on my end. Did you guys hear that like audible eye roll? Did that come through? Did that come through on the mic over there?
I think cinematically it's good, okay? Like, I appreciate what it is and the art of it. But at the same time, it is a god-awful movie.
Josh, what did you think about Avatar?
Don't break his heart.
I mean,
Avatar is like one of the movies that when it came out, I'm like, oh yeah, it's getting the response it deserves. And over the years, people have been shitting on it. And I don't know where it comes from. That movie's really good.
To be fair.
Listen, I think it's getting the same kind of treatment that League of Extraordinary Gentlemen got.
No. What the fuck was that about? What are you talking about?
Because when that movie came out, a lot of people really liked it. Am I wrong?
I don't remember. That movie.
That was 2003. So I mean, it was a while ago. But when that movie came out, I seem to remember
you were 7 reading the movie blogs.
I was 10. But no, I seem to remember like a lot of people liking that movie, and then recently in the past couple of years, I've just seen people shitting on that movie. And I recently watched a YouTube video series movies with Mikey, and they watched it again, and they came to agree with me and be on my side that is not actually a bad movie. It falls apart at the end, but overall it's not a bad movie.
Hot takes.
Hot takes.
Yeah, for a 2003 movie.
Yeah, but I mean, and Avatar, I mean, the 3D was really cool. The effects were pretty good all around I mean, I haven't gone back and watched it since I saw it in theaters. But, I mean, in the theaters, I watched it in 3D. The 3D was cool. The Unobtainium was campy. Just the fact that they called it Unobtainium was cheesy and campy, but like it was funny. It made me at least pay attention to the movie more. Overall, I feel like that story has been rehashed so many times with, you know, a corporation or just a foreign entity going into a native land of some sort and using it for resources, and then a love story forms with one of the people from the outside entity going into the native land.
Are you describing the movie Pocahontas?
That's exactly the movie I'm describing. But I mean, that story gets rehashed all the time. So I didn't think they did anything special with the story other than it being in outer space. And so, yeah, that's kind of my deal with it. Other than that, I thought it was an all right movie. I would give it a 6.8.
6.8. That's a little low, but okay.
I think that's low. What would you give it?
I would give it like an 8 or 9. Whoa, that
fuck you.
Good.
Let's end the podcast.
James Cameron is the best filmmaker we have. He's done nothing but great movies. Titanic. Didn't even like Titanic. You guys are monsters. Yeah, and I'm clumping you guys together because you guys are monsters. So, how about... So, I'm looking at a list here. Best movies by year.
Oh, no.
And I'm just gonna say them out in list now until 2000.
Okay.
And you tell me just a quick yes or no, and we'll probably end it soon.
Okay.
You guys ready?
Yeah.
2017, highest rated movie of the year, Get Out.
I haven't seen it still, even though I haven't seen it.
Yeah.
It's because I want to buy it.
Just based on everything I've seen, I'm going to say yes.
Yeah, I don't see me not liking it.
You guys can't do
yes,
that.
Yes, I can.
Guys, I just thought of a segment we need on every podcast.
I made up the rule.
on everything I've seen, I'll like it.
Yeah, that's my answer. And Michelle has
I have a great segment. We keep talking about movies that we haven't seen or we're going to see. We need to have a weekly an episode segment that involves talking about movies we haven't seen and if we're going to see them, but not really going to see them, and if we were going to like them.
And talking about what we think they're about.
Yes.
Like, I got one. What's it called? Sunshine of the Eternal Mind.
I've seen that movie, though.
Yeah, I've seen that, too.
No. But for me, I haven't seen it.
Okay, What is it called? Ricardo, tell me what that movie's about.
Spotless Mind?
Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind with Jim Carrey.
Eternal Sunshine. It's about memories. There's a really cool long shot in it. And from everything I've seen, I feel like that's a movie I would really, really like. But it's a movie that I will never, ever see.
What are you going to rate it out of 10? Because
it's too old.
9.5
Okay, out perfect. Of 10. Great. Well, that's a great movie.
Continue on with your list.
That sounds really good. I'm gonna Redbox that tonight.
Should that be our ending segment? Like games or movies that we're never gonna see and we rate them?
Yes, we should rate things we've never seen. That should be our ending. We should each bring one because to the podcast.
There's a lot of stuff that I just...
Exactly.
Like, I know it's good. Like, somebody recommended to me Perks of Being a Wildflower.
Wallflower.
Oh, the book is really Wallflower? Good. Don't watch the movie.
Is that the Hermione Granger?
Emma Watson, but yes.
Her name is Emma Watson's feet. Oh, I'm sorry. I just said my search results.
How did but Pornhub yeah, get, into, was like, hey. Get into our podcast?
I was just reading it out loud. It was on my screen. This is all I've been doing the entire time. But somebody was like, you're really going to like that movie. And they gave it to me and I have it. And I haven't seen it. I rate that movie an 8.7 out of 10.
Wow, man. You're coming out here with bangers. I got to go watch all these movies.
I don't even know what that movie's about. That's how somebody told me it's about somebody with too much empathy.
It's an angsty teen thing that's supposed to make you feel
that's me.
Yeah, that's Ricardo's that's whole thing. He's an angsty teen.
Yeah. It's like 13 Reasons Why without the suicide.
Didn't you see my comb-over when you last time you saw me?
No, but I saw your hangover.
Yeah?
I saw your Hangover 3.
Well, you said
Hangover 3.
All right, do you guys have anything?
I thought you were going to go.
Oh, wait, best movie. Yeah, let's go by my list, then we'll go. All right, 2016, highest rated movie of the year, Moonlight.
Oh, yes.
10 out of 10, 100%. Love that movie.
I haven't seen this.
That movie is amazing, and like, no, like, don't fuck around and say you're going to see it and not watch it. It's very important.
So when the Academy Awards were going on, and they said La La Land, I rented it, like, right then and mm-hmm. there. And I'm like, that's the movie I'm going to see today. And then you know what happens. I didn't see either of them.
Yeah, no, Moonlight's amazing.
Yeah, you should watch that at your nearest convenience.
All right, I'll stop by the sub later today and get it from one of those Reed bots.
Yeah, man. All right, 2015, what do we got?
Mad Max Fury Road.
Oh, fuck yeah.
It's a good movie. I'd give it an 8 out of 10.
That's a movie that I can't believe that's the highest rated movie of 2015.
I can't
that's
believe
crazy.
That either, though.
Yeah, because didn't The Revenant come out
in 2015?
Yeah, that
was a lot of really good movies.
Didn't? Birdman came out late 2014, right?
Maybe.
And speaking of 2016, why the hell is Batman v Superman not number one?
Yeah, well.
Anyways, so 2014's Boyhood. Boyhood.
Oh, see, you want to hear a story about Boyhood? That's a movie I've never seen and will never watch, actually, because I rented it from Redbox, and I lost it under my bed, and then I got a notification from Redbox that said, hey, you've had this for over 30 days, we're charging you the full price of the movie, and you get to keep it, and I still have not watched it, and I own it.
I think it's sitting on our windowsill right now.
I think it's sitting on our windowsill.
That's put it in, guys. What are you guys waiting
Every
for?
Every time I want to watch it, I think about the premise of the movie, and I'm like, I'm not in the mood for that right now.
Okay, so this one's going to be tough to read out. Okay, bear with me. It's just too many numbers. 2013, 12 Years a Slave.
God damn it.
Did that come through fine on the mic? It was a little confusing for me.
That was a good movie.
Yeah, I like that movie a lot. That was
a good movie. Okay. All right. The best of the year, though?
I can't remember other things
what else
that
came out in 2012?
That year.
If you're going to come at us with that, you gotta have some receipts.
At the moment, I don't know how to get to the whole list.
It's fine.
Oh, maybe... Hold on. Maybe if I click the year. Yep, if I click the year, it takes me to the list.
Oh, fuck yeah.
That year... came out Gravity, Before Midnight, Short Term 12, Mud. Mud came out in...
Mud was 2014.
2013?
Wow.
Oh, it's best... Okay, yeah. Her, Remember that movie with the boys?
Joaquin Phoenix.
Okay, well, I've heard of none of those movies and or have not watched them, so I'm going to go with 12 Years a Slave was the best of 2014.
Yeah.
Oh, Captain Phillips came out in 20.
I rest my case.
What are you? I am the captain now. That was really bad. 2012 Argo. Argo was good. I don't know if it was the best movie.
Yeah, I don't know if it was the best movie.
Yeah, I never watched Argo.
Argo, fuck yourself?
Yeah.
You've never seen Argo? Yeah. Wait, Skyfall is the second best movie of the year? What the was 2012 that bad?
Yeah, it
was. Looper was the fourth?
Holy okay, shit.
Yeah. Yeah, no, 2012 was
Looper's
a bad
Looper's real good. No. Looper's real good. You guys are wrong. But, like, I don't know if I'd put it fourth.
Tell me
best
what else came out in 2012, and I'll be the judge.
Marvel's The Avengers, third best movie of the
okay,
year,
according
to Rotten Tomatoes. Moonrise Kingdom, Cabin in the Woods, Wake and Fright.
Why is Cabin in the Woods not higher up there? That movie changed the way people look at horror movies.
Not me. I didn't watch it.
That's because you suck ass.
That's why you still see horror movies the same, and you didn't like Jigsaw.
Yeah.
That's why.
Yeah.
Cabin in the Woods was really good, though. I can't believe it's not higher up there.
Yeah, that movie was good.
Moonrise Kingdom, was that a Wes Anderson?
Yep.
Cool. And there's our dogs.
This film called This Is Not a Film came out in 2012, too. That's good. Oh, Silver Linings Playbook.
That
remember
movie
that movie?
Sucked
with
ass.
Jennifer Lawrence? I still haven't seen it.
I didn't like
it. Yeah, I mean, it was all right. They played a White Stripes song. So there's that.
Wow. So did the Justice League trailer. 2011, Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows.
Which,
part two?
That's a great movie.
That's the movie that we went to for our first movie date.
Yep.
That was the best movie that year?
I mean, I would
say. Toy Story
say,
3, 2010?
But...
Toy Story 3? The Incredibles in 2004? Yes or no?
Oh man, we're going way back. We can stop this. I bet this is boring as shit
boring.
For people.
Uh-huh.
It was fun for the first few ones. Yes, but let's play a quick game. Highest rated Kevin James movie, guessing game.
Oh,
guess
God.
What it is without
highest...
looking it up.
Okay, without looking at it, give me a couple seconds, vamp for a little bit.
What are some
All
of
right.
his movies?
I don't know, that might give it away.
Oh.
Hitch was one of his movies. How about I tell you that?
I'm going to go with...
That's
okay, got to
be high up there.
I've got my final answer.
How about Stranded? The movie Stranded.
No.
Here Comes the Boom.
Josh, do you have your final answer? Because I have mine.
Barnyard is on here.
You
Remember
know,
that?
I think
Barn
I, Banger? Yeah, I have mine.
Okay, I have my final answer. Right. You want to go first?
All right, go.
Okay, I think
no
his highest rated movie is Grown Ups.
Michelle?
Okay, can I go with his lowest rated movie?
Whoa, what the fuck? No, that's not the
no,
game.
No, that's not, yeah.
That's the opposite of the game.
Because I think I know what that is, without a doubt.
Whoa, no, this is a different game. Yeah, how do you get away with playing a different game?
For bonus points, you can tell us that, but you have to guess the highest rated movie.
Okay,
as well.
Highest rated movie, I'm going to say Grown Ups 2. His
good
lowest
one.
Rated movie is Paul Bart Mall Cop 2, and it's at 11%.
Okay, you're both wrong for both of them, Michelle. Sorry, no bonus points today.
Was it Zookeeper? Please tell me it's not Zookeeper.
No.
Okay.
His highest rated movie is Monster House.
Oh,
2006
yes.
Monster House? I guess so. He plays
the
Officer
house.
Landers.
His house.
His lowest rated movie is The True Memoirs of an International Assassin, which came out last year.
I've never heard of that.
I think I did
it's a
hear
Netflix,
about that one time.
It's a Netflix original movie. I watched like maybe 10
see,
minutes of it.
Before that, though, it was Mall Cop 2 because I was so annoyed during that movie that I brought up Rotten Tomatoes in the theater. First time I've ever gone on my phone in the theater. Don't worry, me and my friend were the only people in there. And I looked up the Rotten Tomatoes score while we were sitting there.
Okay. Paul Blart, Mall Cop. Two, right? You said two or
yeah.
the first one?
The sequel, it's, the squeakquel.
That's sitting at 5%. But that's not the second.
Wow,
because he's got the True Memoirs of an International Assassin, right? And then he's got Stranded. And just for funsies, Grown Ups 2 is sitting at 7%.
Wow.
Yeah, you thought Grown Ups 2, you thought that was the highest. That movie's trash.
They're all trash. It's Kevin James movies.
I don't count Monster House as a Kevin James movie. Yeah, I don't count Monster House
as a Kevin James movie either.
That's a Dan Harmon joint.
Thank you.
Listen, no, what's the next highest after Monster House? Because that's some bullshit.
I said it. It's Hitch.
Oh, is it Hitch? Okay. That makes sense. And because I guess that's a Kevin James. It's a Will Smith movie, but.
I guess 50 First Dates is also on here. And Hotel Transylvania. They're tied.
Man, just riding them coattails, isn't he, Kevin James?
Rotten Tomatoes. Okay.
Who even goes to Rotten Tomatoes?
Me. Anyways, moving on. Josh, do you have your movie that you are never going to see?
I feel like there's a Wes Anderson movie that I'm never going to watch. But I feel like I should, but I'm never going to.
What is it?
Midnight in Paris.
Yeah, or is there a thing that has like blue in the title? I don't fucking know. No, I'm thinking Darjeeling of Blue Limited. Jasmine. That's not. But still, Blue. I'm never gonna see Blue Jasmine with Ryan Gosling.
What do you think it's about, and what do you give it out of 10?
Oh, Midnight in Paris is a Woody Allen movie, not a Wes Anderson movie. I was close.
Oh no, you're thinking of Woody Harrelson.
So
Blue Jasmine, Blue I think Jasmine.
No, tell us what it's about.
Yeah,
and also
yeah, Blue Jasmine, I think that that's a movie where Ryan Gosling drives around and kills people, and it's kind of this weird indie like introspective thriller, and it just kind of ends kind of open-ended, and I think that's what Blue Jasmine's about.
What do you get?
And your score?
My score, what did Drive get?
Like a nine? Drive got.
Because I think Blue Jasmine is Drive.
Blue Jasmine, I don't have the Rotten Tomatoes.
Hold I on. Don't care. It's fine.
It's the same, yeah. Let me, and Michelle, in your movie?
Okay, so the movie that I am never going to watch.
Or it can be a game. It can be whatever.
No, we're doing movies this week. I decided. Yeah,
fuck okay. you.
We'll have others for the next weeks. So, I'm never going to watch Boyhood.
Dist? Great start.
Dist.
I will never watch Boyhood. It will forever sit here, and I will never watch it. And I think Boyhood is about a little boy who grows up to be a man and goes
listen, through. You're fucking nailing it so far.
Goes through trials and tribulations
almost to the letter.
Of being a boy growing into a man. But plot twist, I don't remember. So anyways, give it.
You really. Oh, man.
I give it 7 out of 10.
7 out of 10 for the highest rated movie of 2014.
Yeah, 2014, so 7 out of 10.
Okay. Yeah, it's been 3 years since then. You lose 1 point each year.
No, 7
you
lose plus a point 7 f- equals 14.
I think we're getting to the end.
Yeah, I think
we're running out of steam. We ran out of steam halfway through, but we kept going.
Yeah, we were just running on some sort of fumes. This was bad. I'm sorry, everybody.
Nobody's listening at this point. If you're listening I'll probably at just this cut point, off. DM me on Twitter and I'll give you a sock.
Oh, you're shit. You're going to run out of socks weirdos. Quick. You're only going to get certain types of people. Don't worry. I'll go to my 4chan thread right now and send them over right away.
Okay, Ricardo, what's your stuff?
What's my your stuff?
Twitter.
I was just gonna let you guys go and then copy whatever you guys said.
Wow!
I had
oh shit! Josh is my looking Twitter at me. Looks is, like it's just gonna be me at this point. So I'm Michelle. You can find me on Twitter at MICHPLAYS.
PIZZA
plays games. G-A-M-E-S. So it's Mish Plays Games on Twitter, or you can find me on Twitch at Michelle Does Games.
Ah, wow. Why'd you change the name?
Because Twitter doesn't let you have characters.
What? Oh.
But we're three characters right here. Are we going to get banned?
Three Beautiful Voices, the name of this podcast.
We should call it the original trilogy. Somehow I'm at the Star Wars Wikipedia page now. But my name is Ricardo. You can find me at Twitter, RG Terrace, RGTERREZ as in zebra, and at twitch.com/bowlingdonuts.
And that's dough spelled D-O-U-G-H. Not the short way to spell donuts, but the long, tedious way.
It's long and it's tedious and it doesn't fit in every place. So my name is Bowling Donuts in most places, but also in some places, D-O-N-U-T-S.
So just search both on every platform you find.
You'll find me.
I have been and still am Josh Cruz. You can find me on Twitter at Rockets in Flight, without the I in the preposition in, because some asshole still has it and I can't get it.
From Canada, right?
Yeah, he's some Canadian asshole, and I hate him. I do send him the occasional tweet like, "Hey, how's it going?" So, can I have your username yet, or no? Because he doesn't tweet.
Thank you, everyone, for listening.
We're gonna try to come out regularly, so please stay tuned.
We're eating a lot of fiber now.
Yeah, we're gonna
get regular soon. What is that?
Activia.
Hey, here's a good outro for you. Hey, everybody, good night and stay regular. Three Beautiful Voices.
Only on podcast.